Today we're untangling three of the most confusing terms in the whole mortgage world: the interest rate, the APR, and points. People see these numbers, they see they're different, and they have no idea why. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what each one is telling you and how to use them. Let's start with the interest rate, because it's the most familiar. Your interest rate is the price of borrowing the money, expressed as a percentage. It's what determines the interest portion of your monthly payment. A lower rate means a lower payment and less paid over time. Simple enough. This is the number everybody quotes and everybody shops for. But here's the catch. The interest rate doesn't tell the whole story of what the loan costs you, because getting a mortgage isn't free. There are fees involved, lender fees, and various charges to set up the loan. Two loans could advertise the same interest rate, but one might come loaded with much higher fees. If you only compared the interest rate, you'd never see that difference. And that's exactly the problem the next number was invented to solve. That number is the APR, the annual percentage rate. Think of APR as the bigger, more honest picture. It rolls the interest rate together with many of those extra costs and expresses it all as one yearly percentage. Because it includes fees, the APR is usually a little higher than the plain interest rate. And that's the point. The APR is designed to help you compare loans on a more level playing field. When two offers have the same rate, the one with the lower APR generally has lower fees. So a simple rule of thumb, the interest rate tells you about your monthly payment, while the APR helps you compare the true overall cost of one loan against another. Look at both, not just the shiny rate. Now let's talk about points, because this is where people really get lost. Points are optional. A point is basically a fee you can choose to pay up front, at closing, in exchange for a lower interest rate over the life of the loan. In plain terms, you're paying some money now to save money every month later. It's sometimes called buying down your rate. So should you pay points? It comes down to time. Paying points costs you cash today, but lowers your payment going forward. The longer you keep the loan, the more time you have to recover that upfront cost through the monthly savings, and eventually come out ahead. But if you sell or refinance quickly, you might move on before the savings ever caught up to what you paid. So points tend to favor people who plan to stay put for a long while. There's no universal right answer. It's a math problem about your timeline. And it can go the other direction too. In some cases, you can take a slightly higher rate in exchange for the lender covering some of your upfront costs. The mirror image of points, which again, might be attractive if you're short on cash today or don't plan to stay long. Let me tie it all together with how to actually shop. When you get loan offers, don't just chase the lowest advertised interest rate like it's the only thing that matters. Look at the rate, look at the APR right next to it, and understand whether points are baked into that quote. Two offers that look identical on the rate can be very different deals once you see the full picture. Comparing honestly is how you avoid getting dazzled by a low number that costs you more. Next episode, we reach the finish line, closing day. We'll cover closing costs, that mysterious word escrow, and what you're actually signing when you finally get the keys.